NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. One of our favorite releases of 2023 was from the Asheville band Wednesday for their breakout record, Ratsaw God. Just 2 years later, they've got a new, highly anticipated album called Bleeds, dropping September 19th. To get you in the mood for that new record, we're revisiting a mini concert the band taped in 2023, the day before Ratsaw God came out. Those live performances feature MJ Lenderman as part of the band. Also later in the hour, some Memphis soul for you from Southern Avenue. So much love around, round, round. And the latest from Kathleen Edwards. Say goodbye, tell no one. That's all coming up today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The Department of Natural Resources is recognizing three Northland conservation officers for their life-saving efforts this year. Park Rapids CO Nick Baum received the life-saving award for his part of a rescue operation on the Fishhook River. An angler had fallen through the ice this March, and while attempting to rescue him, a responding officer also went through. Baum helped pull the officer and angler out. Reamer CO Corey Sura was also recognized for his role in an ice rescue on the same day in March. An ATV fell through the ice on Big Rice Lake in Cass County while Sura was speaking to an angler on shore about 400 yards away. With the assistance of the angler, he was able to rescue the two riders from the submerged ATV. International Fall CO Kurt Simonson received the award for his role in a search for an elderly diabetic man this July. Simonson checked trails and noticed tracks leading to the missing man's Jeep. The man was found behind the vehicle, lying on his side, covered in flies and mud. He was taken to a hospital and released the next day. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission will host three public hearings on Minnesota Power's proposed Boswell Solar Project on Wednesday and Thursday. The utility has applied for a site and route permit for its 85-megawatt project and the associated 2.5-mile transmission line. The solar project will span parts of Cohasset, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe Reservation, and Deer Lake Township. Attendees will be able to ask questions of state staff and Minnesota Power, comment on the merits of the project, and suggest possible conditions for the permits. The first meeting will be at the Bina Community Center at noon Wednesday. The second will be later that day at 6 at the Cohasset Community Center. An online public meeting will begin at 6 p.m. Thursday. Find the link to that meeting and more on how to comment at kaxe.org. Comments are open through September 25th. Crow Wing County is reminding the public that September is National Preparedness Month. Crow Wing County Public Health is helping guide residents on what to include in a basic emergency kit. Gradually building a kit is more affordable, and it helps prepare for supply shortages in case of a disaster. Ace Hardware stores in Brainerd, Nisswa, and Crosby will have green tags on items recommended for an emergency kit, and checklists are available near the front of each store. The public health team will also have a booth at area libraries this month to share more about emergency kits. They'll be at the Hallett Library Thursday, September 11th from 9 to 11 a.m. You can also catch them at the Brainerd Library on September 16th or the Cross Lake Area Library on September 30th, also from 9 to 11. Imagine seeing your child struggle with school issues, but educators can't see it. This can occur for households seeking special education services as Minnesota districts and parents work through unique cases. Individualized education programs are a key tool K-12 schools use when meeting the learning needs of students with disabilities, such as autism or speech and hearing impairments. Federal law mandates IEPs, but a medical diagnosis doesn't lead to automatic approval, with negative impacts on learning or social skills also required. Administrator Todd Tetzlaff with North Branch Area Public Schools says what's playing out at home might be different than what's happening in the classroom.
The child is very distracted, they're off task, But then at school, you know, they're gathering data and they're looking at, boy, the kids' assignment completion rate is 95%.
Some parents contend at-home concerns warrant formal services out of fear things will quickly spiral in the classroom. Tetzlaff says they don't want to be premature in putting a child under the special education umbrella. He reminds families to request new evaluations if things change, with fewer steps needed if it happens within 12 months. Educators and parents say cases are becoming more complex with multiple conditions, and in rare situations, families making full use of the alternative dispute resolution process. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. The Asheville band Wednesday topped a lot of year-end best-of lists in 2023 for their breakout album, Rat Saw God. At the cafe, we were particularly taken by Carly Hartzman's descriptions of everyday life. Just 2 years later, we are expecting even bigger things from their follow-up album, Bleeds, due out September 19th. But before we get there, today, we're taking a look back to a mini-concert that the band recorded here at our studios the day before Rat Saw God came out. And it marked the first studio session the band did for the record. MJ Lenderman, who's no longer touring with the group, is also part of this live set. So let's jump in. With a performance of Chosen to Deserve, it's Wednesday on World Cafe.
Stories heard.
It's Wednesday on World Cafe, recorded live in studio, a performance of Bull Believer. That coming from a mini concert originally from 2023, the day before their breakout album Ratsaw God came out. Wednesday have a new record due out September 19th called Bleeds. In a minute, you'll hear something from it when we get back to World Cafe.
Happy Monday, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio KAXE KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. The Friends of the Brainerd Public Library welcome author Carrie J. Griffith Monday, September 8th at noon. He'll discuss his book, Rattlesnake Bluff, A Sam Rivers Mystery. You may bring your own lunch or enjoy the light refreshments provided. Support for KAXE comes from the 17th Annual Community Connect, Thursday, September 18th, from 11 to 3 at Yanmar Arena in Grand Rapids, featuring over 50 social service agencies providing information on housing, energy, county assistance, and more. All are welcome. More info can be found by dialing 211. Ripple River Gallery, south of Deerwood, hosts a dual exhibit, Reclaimed, Reframed, now through September 28th, featuring sculptures from KAXE's own John Bauer, paired with photographs from Rachel Kane. The exhibit proves that one person's trash is another person's treasure. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sundays from 11 to 4. Now let's get you back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hope you dug that mini concert with Wednesday. Hat tip to Indie Rock Hit Parade host and producer Eric Schumann for recording the session here at our studios in Philadelphia at WXPN. Wednesday's new album Bleeds, due out September 19th. Promised I'd play you something from it, so let's do that. This is Bitter Every Day, new music from Wednesday.
Grocery store sushi.
tell you that I don't know, but you're favored now by 50, and I'm right at home.
Just a few weeks ago, Kathleen Edwards put out a new album called Billionaire, and that's a track from it. Say goodbye, tell no one. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. by people-powered radio KAXE KBXE. Good morning. My name is Dan Gannon. The Pine River Bacchus Community Garden celebrates its 15th season with an open house and community meal Monday, September 8th from 3:30 to 6 with live music, games for kids, and prize drawings, located just west of the football field at Pine River Bacchus School. We receive support from Itasca Reliable Insurance Agency, handling a complete line of auto, home, and business insurance, located on East Highway 169 in Grand Rapids. Learn more at itascareliableinsurance.com. Kutaska Community Action hosts a Big View Conversation Tuesday, September 9th from 11 to 1 at Community Presbyterian Church in Grand Rapids. This month, learn more about First Call for Help, whose mission is to provide crisis intervention and referral services. Pre-registration required. Email alicem@kutaska.org. Now let's get you back to more from the World Cafe on People-Powered Radio, KAXE KBX.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo with new music from Memphis soul band Southern Avenue. Check this one out called So Much Love.
There's so much love. There's so much love. There's so much love. Listening to World Cafe.
We'll be right back. you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Radiohead, Karma Police from their landmark album OK Computer. Switch Over, new music from Horse Girl before that. And that about does it for us on The Cafe. Appreciate you listening and supporting public media. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org, and by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Happy Monday, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for listening to The World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE KBXE. Stages of the Range players hold auditions for the ice fishing play September 8th and 9th from 4:30 to 6:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Virginia. The play was written by Minnesota storyteller Kevin Kling, and performance dates are in November. All drivers can help reduce pedestrian vehicle crashes on Minnesota roads by watching for pedestrians. Stop for crossing pedestrians at every single corner, pay attention, and be prepared to stop for pedestrians. It's the law. Brought to you by the Minnesota Departments of Transportation and Public Safety. Northern Exposure to Lifelong Learning presents a program on New Zealand travel Wednesday, September.